Eddie, that was one of the more hard-fought wins you've had in this run, wasn't it?
That's an understatement, Chris. It was us not at our best today, I didn't think. But what we did show is a really dogged side and of our game, and a clinical side where we scored, obviously, the three goals. But I think credit to Brighton today. I thought they made it difficult for us. I think they showed that they're a good side, and I don't expect them to be in their current league position for too long.
Of course, in this league, as well as the pretty football and the fast-flowing football, you need that dogged side, don't you?
Well, you do. You need to be versatile and show different facets to your game. I thought we dug in. I think it was quite clear early on that we weren't going to have it our own way. Brighton kept the ball well and frustrated us at times. But when we did get our game going, which we did for a brief spell just when it was 2-2, just before our third goal, I thought we were excellent and showed signs perhaps we did have another gear to go into if we needed it.
Was there any point at the end you thought you were hanging on a bit because they were throwing obviously everything at you as you'd expect them to?
Well, with a one-goal lead and with nothing to lose, they chucked bodies forward and asked questions of our back four and us defensively, but I thought we stood up to those and Arthur made one big save. It's another huge win for us, and it's great that we've been able to keep the winning run going.
The conditions against Reading in the first half were quite difficult. Were they as difficult tonight out there at times?
I wouldn't say that played a part in our performance. I just felt, for whatever reason, we weren't, our touch wasn't as assured, our passing wasn't as crisp as usual. Sometimes that happens, and as I say, sometimes you have to give credit to the opposition.
What about the goals you conceded today? Because they'll probably have come too easily for your liking, wouldn't they?
Any goal is too easy. I thought, from our perspective, the goals that we don't usually concede, one slide rule pass and one ball over the top, especially the second one, I think we'd look at and be disappointed with.
In terms of the players, that obviously you went stuck with the 8-0, but again, showing options from the bench today to come on. There's so many people fighting for spots. It's exactly the sort of competition you've got, people falling over themselves to play.
Well, I thought our squad won us the game today. I thought Jan and the wee man, Ryan Fraser, came on and made a big difference, and that's the beauty of where we are at the moment. You've got people pushing each other onto better performances. Those two guys come on and look fresh and turn the game around for us.
Six wins in a row. It's the radar that we keep talking about, the fact you're under. You're still not under it, I'm afraid. You're still on everybody's radar now.
No, I still feel we're under it. I still want to stay under it. I think we're just going about our business as we do, and we're certainly not bigging ourselves up. There's a long way to go.
You're second in the Championship tonight. That's an automatic promotion spot. What do you read into that?
I read into that. We're still at the start of the season and nothing's won at this moment in time. And you just look at the teams behind us, look at the points difference, there's nothing in it. So many more twists and turns, I'm sure, to come.
And finally, how do you assess the week you've got coming up now? Two long trips, Sheffield Wednesday and Middlesbrough.
Two difficult games. Sheffield Wednesday and Middlesbrough in their own right, two difficult sides away from home. Yeah, a lot of travelling to be done for us and our supporters. Two key games.